Sayonara is the Japanese word for goodbye, and I'm sure that each and every one of the millions of people who live in Japan would be ashamed to hear their language used by such a revolting person. But the Baudelaire orphans had no time to think such international thoughts. They were too busy giving the Quagmire triplets the latest news. "This is awful," Duncan cried as the five children trudged across the lawn so they could talk things over in peace. "There's no way you can get an A on those exams, particularly if you have to run laps tonight." "This is dreadful," Isadora cried. "There's no way you can make all those staples either. You'll be homeschooled before you know it."
"Coach Genghis won't homeschool us," Violet said, looking out on the front lawn, where the luminous Zero was waiting for them. "He'll do something much, much worse. Don't you see? That's why he's made us run all those laps. He knew we'd be exhausted. He knew we'd flunk our classes or fail to perform our secretarial duties. He knew we'd be expelled from Prufrock Prep, and then he could get his hands on us."
Klaus groaned. "We've been waiting for his plan to be made clear, and now it is. But it might be too late."
"It's not too late," Violet insisted. "The comprehensive exams aren't until tomorrow morning. We must be able to figure out a plan by then."
"Plan," Sunny agreed. "It'll have to be a complicated plan," Duncan said. "We have to get Violet ready for Mr. Ramora's test and Klaus ready for Mrs. Bass's test."
"And we have to make staples," Isadora said, "and the Baudelaires still have to run laps."
"And we have to stay awake," Klaus said. The children looked at one another, and then out at the front lawn. The afternoon sun was shining brightly, but the five youngsters knew that soon it would set behind the tombstone-shaped buildings, and that it would be time for S.O.R.E. They didn't have much time. Violet tied her hair up in a ribbon to keep it out of her eyes. Klaus polished his glasses and set them on his nose. Sunny scraped her teeth together to make sure they were sharp enough for any task ahead. And the two triplets took their notebooks out of their sweater pockets. Coach Genghis's evil plan had become clear through the prism of the Baudelaire and Quagmire experiences, and now they had to use their experience to make a plan of their own.
End of Disc 2.